The Kirkwood Urban Forest is not a recreation space like Piedmont Park in Midtown. There aren't any open fields for frisbee players or playgrounds for kids. It's a nature preserve. It's a little past 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and Brian Williams of Trees Atlanta is teaching volunteers how to pull weeds. So
this guy is called Splitbeard Bluestem. It looks like a broom compared to, here's the crabgrass growing around it. It's like a very crazy looking TV antenna. So that is what we're pulling.
Just about a decade ago, the Kirkwood Urban Forest was an illegal dumping ground. The only things here were concrete, old tires, and trash. The Kirkwood Neighborhood Association teamed up with Trees Atlanta and Park Pride to transform it. Volunteer Brian Cavanaugh has been working on this spot on and off for about 2 years.
It's a pretty amazing transformation. First time I was out here, it was kind of like almost like a junkyard. So now it's kind of really nice to see this meadow, all the plants starting to thrive and take over. It's pretty cool.
Now he yanks weeds from what looks like a tall, grassy North Georgia meadow. The entire Kirkwood Urban Forest is 7 acres, a third the size of Centennial Olympic Park.
There's some nice trails back in the woods, so it's a little hidden spot to kind of come and relax. You have, you know, a little forest with a creek, you've got a garden area and this meadow area. It's kind of diverse for a place as small as it is.
The meadow where Cavanaugh stands is actually the top of a nearly 20-foot-high pile of rubble. Years ago, volunteers spread dirt almost a foot thick on top of the trash and weeds. Then they planted native species. Brian Williams of Trees Atlanta says other parcels of land in the city tend to be snatched up by urban developers. All that's left is the marginal land, the floodplains, the steep slopes, the dump sites.
So we do our best to improve the quality of those spaces for habitat and aesthetically as well. You know, a meadow with something blooming in it is a lot more attractive than a field full of kudzu.
On a cool evening a few days later, Meg Greenwald pushes her daughter, Vera, in a stroller from their house down to the nature preserve.
Come down here, I mean, when the weather's nice, a couple times a week, just walk around.
It's about a 3-minute walk. Greenwald is the community garden manager.
Well, it's nice to have this little getaway, I guess, where it's quiet and there's birds and butterflies and flowers. And, you know, it's always a learning experience for her down here. You know, you let her run around and she finds wild strawberries and caterpillars and
birdies.
Oh yeah, birdies.
But the entrance is kind of hidden.
It gives you this kind of conceal and reveal effect. It's just this canopy of trees that is borderline out of control. But it, you know, it reveals this nice pond. You know, you kind of open up into this garden area that a lot of people were really surprised when they first come down here that, wow, I can't believe this is here. You know, everybody kind of thinks it's their own personal secret garden.
This spot once overflowed with kudzu and privet, but not today.
We got all these blueberries. We've got pear trees, peach trees, plums, apples, figs, blackberries, raspberries.
The path winds past the garden.
Oh, we were going to go into the woods.
Got
your shoe on? Get your flowers.
She goes down steps made out of the concrete that used to litter the site.
So we're kind of going down the hill into the larger part of the Kirkwood Urban Forest Preserve. It's hard to imagine, but it used to be just completely overgrown with kudzu and English ivy.
Now it's a canopied forest. The nature preserve is still a work in progress. Neighborhood volunteers are working on a bridge over the creek to make an easier access point. They're continually beating back invasive species, and still to this day, people dump tires and other trash on the site. Meg Greenwald says she sometimes finds the volunteer work exhausting.
It's amazing. People think it just showed up, you know? I mean, people don't realize, like, how much work you have to do, but everybody enjoys it. You know, I mean, I think just doing a little bit to improve your little slice of the world is, at the end of the day, it's worth it.
For WABE, I'm Mary Claire Kelly.